Last month, just minutes after Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, one of the men involved in his assassination made a call to his superior. The man told the official to tell your boss that the mission had been carried out. That account by the New York Times comes from people who've heard a recording of the aftermath of the killing obtained by Turkish intelligence. Saudi scholar Madawi Al-Rashid teaches at the London School of Economics. She says there's little doubt what the speaker meant by tell your boss.
There's no point in thinking that somebody else in the intelligence services or other princes had ordered this operation, simply because for the last 2 years, all powers in Saudi Arabia are concentrated in the hand of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And he has his team prepared for these kind of operations.
I know you've been an outspoken opponent of the Saudi regime. You're now in London, but are you worried for your own safety? Or do you know if you're on a list?
I have no idea if I'm on the list, but most probably I have been put on some kind of list. I have been threatened before a long time ago when I started writing. And at one point, the Saudi ambassador in Paris conveyed a message to my father at the time to say that if I continue to publish, and it was a book that I was planning to publish entitled A History of Saudi Arabia, if I continue with the project and publish it, they will take disciplinary action. However, at the moment, I think Jamal Khashoggi paid with his life, and I feel safer now because I doubt whether Mohammed bin Salman would like to have another scandal on a global scale. In fact, I think this crisis after the murder of Khashoggi made quite a lot of Saudi dissidents abroad, asylum seekers in the U.S., in Canada, and here in London safer. However, in the Arab world, it is possible that he will be able to reach the ones he put on the blacklist.
So your sense that this goes all the way to the top is supported by something else that we learned this week, that top Saudi intelligence officials close to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman talked with a group of businessmen last year about using private companies to assassinate their enemies in Iran. It's kind of extraordinary. What do we know about those discussions?
There are plans that had been discussed, but they were delayed as Mohammed bin Salman thought that it is better to wait for the American elections of President Donald Trump and later reveal what his plans are and perhaps discuss them with the U.S. administration. And I wouldn't be surprised if Mohammed bin Salman wanted to target certain individuals in Iran. But that is difficult, a different situation from targeting your own citizens abroad, such as Jamal Khashoggi.
So what do you think is the way forward? Do you think Mohammed bin Salman's wings have been clipped by the aftermath of the assassination? Will Washington and Riyadh go back to business as usual in the aftermath of this?
I do not envisage that business as usual will be the right option for the U.S. administration. This sort of unconditional support for MBS has to stop. And I only think that Congress could perhaps stop this in terms of making it difficult for the president to order arms sales to Saudi Arabia without those being checked and without conditions attached.
So a CIA director, Gina Haspel, heard an audio tape of Khashoggi's killing in Ankara. She apparently briefed the president on this. Will there be any space left for anybody to deny what happened?
A lot of people at this stage know exactly what happened. They are just holding on to this information, whether it is Turkey or the U.S., Britain, and Canada. And the reason why they're holding on to them is perhaps trying to find a face-saving policy that would not directly condemn Mohammed bin Salman. But I think these countries who have the audio tapes have a moral responsibility to the world, to the journalists, to the family of Khashoggi, to make this public.
So one last thing. If Jamal Khashoggi's body is missing, which a lot of evidence seems to point to that, I mean, what does that mean for his family, for Saudis?
It is devastating for his children, for his fiancée, to dissolve the body as alleged, as reported in the media. is a horrific act. And in Islamic culture, it is very, very difficult to keep Jamal Khashoggi in limbo. He's disappeared, he's murdered, but there is no body and no real funeral can take place to just simply put an end to the grief of his family who do not know where his body is at the moment.
Madawi Al-Rashid teaches at the London School of Economics. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.